Welcome to episode 51. Are we
50 plus one?
Yeah.
We did it. Yeah, we passed the 50 threshold.
We passed the 50 threshold.
Yeah.
Last week we celebrated. This week, tone is a little different.
It is. People are mad.
People are mad.
People in Canada.
Yeah.
In Toronto, Ontario. They're very mad. So we're going to talk about the Liberals' budget. We're going to talk about capital gains.
Yeah.
We're even going to talk about the vacant home tax.
Yes. But changes, bad changes, but we're talking about every news headline you've been reading for the last little bit and all the changes that are coming.
Yeah. And we keep it a little light and airy too. We get into some restaurants that you try this week.
Yeah.
Pistache?
Pastiche.
Pastiche. Yeah. Love it. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy. Welcome to the Toronto Livings Podcast, a conversation about all things Toronto with a focus on real estate, the culture, and of course, the food.
I'm Mark Savelle.
And I'm Joey Virgilio.
And we're realtors with Sage Real Estate working together as a Toronto Livings team with a focus on helping you buy better, sell higher, and of course, having a little bit of fun along the way.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Joey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
We got episode 51 here.
51.
Yeah. We just did a big celebration episode.
You know what I think a missed opportunity for episode 51 is?
What's that?
We should have done an Area 51 episode 51.
just an alien episode?
Talked about aliens in Toronto.
I'm very into it. In Toronto specifically.
Well, Canada.
They're among us.
I was going to start this off with like the X-Files theme song.
Yeah.
Remember that? Fox Mulder? Agent Fox Mulder?
No, I never actually watched it.
No?
No, no.
Oh, see, that's a generational thing between us. It was like a very influential show of my youth.
Was it?
X-Files. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I know the name of it, obviously.
Yeah, well, you had the tagline right there, Among Us. That was like...
Oh, that was the...
That's X-Files. You're in it. But we're not doing that this episode.
No, we're not. We digress.
Yeah. We are talking about...
Well, this is like almost an expanded news you can use episode.
Very much.
We're pretty much getting into the topics we... touched on. There's a federal budget that just came out.
Correct.
So we're going to get into everything that's being talked about in the news headlines about the federal budget. And can we say Canadians are mad?
Canadians are fuming mad. Yeah. Fiery mad.
Yes.
They're very mad.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the budget, a couple things that are going on in local level, but also on the federal level. But let's start light and airy.
Yep.
How was your week, Joseph D. Joy? Where'd you eat?
Get that middle initial down pat. This week was Molly C's birthday. Yay. Yeah, so we celebrated this week.
Amazing.
Yeah, we went out to a couple spots, but I'm going to shout out one specific spot as our food place that we went to, which was Pastiche.
Ooh, Pastiche.
Pastiche on Ossington. Pastiche. first time I went to it, I was just furiously researching where I should go, and man, it was really good.
Mm.
It's a set menu, and I never thought I'd be one to like set menus because I like to order what I order.
Because you can't order three eggs instead of
exactly. One. Add the extra sandwich, another egg on top. Yeah.
Joy doesn't like set rules. Yeah. Joy likes to just...
I like to break the boundaries.
Break the boundaries. Yeah.
But I will say I was so impressed. It was on Ossington. Mm. And it was, I think it was like six courses or something crazy like that. It's not a cheap place to go by any means, but,
it's Molly's birthday.
It was Molly's birthday.
She's worth it.
Yeah. 100%.
And then some,
but it was honestly, it was amazing. Every dish was incredible. The servers would come and explain what was on the dish and it's a surprise set menu. So you don't know what you're getting.
You walk in there and just sit down and they serve you six courses.
You get three choices when you book in. And you have an option of going the meat choice, you do the garden choice, or you do the seafood choice.
What was your choice?
I went garden.
Wait, what?
Believe it or not, I went garden.
You had a salad?
Yeah. There was a salad included. But the dishes were so creative, and I was legitimately impressed, because I was sitting there being like, I'm going to go garden because I don't know how much Molly's going to like the meat course. It's going to be really filling and really heavy. And then seafood's a real gamble. So I ended up going garden to stay kind of a safer route. And man, I was really full by the end of it.
I love when that happens.
So surprised. You definitely get your bang for your buck out of that
place.
Good
stuff.
Yeah. Highly recommend. Good date spot in general.
And I think you know this, but Molly shares a birthday with another very important person in her life.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you sent me a reel of him celebrating this
Tony birthday. B.
Tony B and Molly have the same birthday.
Tony B, Molly C. It really is. She is your soulmate. Yeah. Like, it's meant to be. Like, if she shares the same birthday as Tony B, in my eyes, tie it up, get this deal done. She's the one. Well, happy birthday, Molly.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Tony. And
yeah, how about you? What was your week look like?
I didn't pastiche. What was it called?
pastiche.
Yeah. I didn't really pastiche. So me and Janelle, we try to get together every week.
Yeah.
You know, siblings, it's important to keep talking every week. So we do this. And every Friday we tend to grab a lunch together.
Love it.
So right now we are exploring the culinary delights of Kensington Market.
All right.
Yeah, we've hit up a few spots. It's been about half a year we've been doing it, going to all different spots in there. We've hit up a burger place. But the place I want to shout out is called Otto's Berlin Donar.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think you pronounce it? Donair? Donar?
Donair.
Donair.
As far as I've been pronouncing
it. No judgment. I have no idea.
Yeah, I could be dead wrong, but I confidently say Donair on a regular Donair. Basis.
I mumble the end. I'm like, can I get a veal and pork?
Donair.
Donair. Donair. Whatever it is. Otto's Berlin Donair, 256 Augusta Avenue.
Yep.
I get the veal and lamb, and it's this wild, like, quarter of pita, and they put it in, like, this angled dish. So it's displayed really nicely. You put feta cheese on top. It's got a bit of a spice to it.
Mm, nice.
One of those and you're good.
I've had that before.
You have?
I have. Ah. Otto's. Now that you say Otto's, it also definitely rings a bell. Yeah. It's really good.
So good.
Yeah. And it comes on like a little...
The stand.
The stand.
That's what I was trying to describe. Yeah. That's right. Janelle's vegetarian, so she doesn't eat meat, obviously. I'm sure the audience members knows who the vegetarian is, which is great because they have a lot of like vegetarian options. It's hard for us to pick a place.
Yeah.
Or like if you go to a burger place, you know, you get the portobello. There's not much options, but this place is really good for that.
Oh, I have a recommendation.
Yes.
East End recommendation.
Okay. For she lives in the East End.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Okay. Completo. Have you done Completo?
No.
Completo, absolutely go to Completo.
Okay.
They have a veggie sandwich. It's like a burger.
Okay.
But it's one of the best in the city.
Completo.
Completo.
Nice. Which area-ish?
It's
Danforth.
No, it's south. I think it's Queen and Jones, I want to say.
Okay. So she's in Cabbage Town, which is not far from there.
Okay. Yeah.
Completo. She's probably been there.
She might have been.
I'll ask her.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
that was a surprise shout out. It wasn't. Look at you vegetarian, healthy eater.
Hey, Molly was a vegetarian for like 6-5 years or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
And now she's.
She's not anymore.
She's not. Yeah.
I still have a picture that shows up on my phone. It goes memories.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you the memories. Yeah. And it's her eating the first piece of bacon. breaking her vegetarian.
Did you break it? Did you get her back into meat?
No, like, she made the choice.
Naturally?
Yes. Yeah. She knew it wasn't going to be a forever thing when she started it.
Yeah.
But she went on a run. She just started it randomly and was like, I don't know. It just kept going.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Janelle became one because we both worked at a butcher shop together.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she probably saw some stuff.
Well, she's always been a really big lover of animals. Like, she's always had that soft spot for animals. And I think the butcher shop was like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need meat in my life. So.
Yeah. I guess that'll do it to you.
Yeah. For like the first 2 months of working at the butcher shop, I didn't eat meat.
No way.
Just by design. I saw it so much. I'm like, I have no feeling for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyhow, cool. Good shout outs.
Yeah.
Also episode 50, going back to that for a second, we made some mistakes.
Yeah. We got some corrections.
Mainly I messed up quite a bit in that episode.
I think I'll put it on.
You take some of the blame. Yeah, Appreciate it. We forgot someone.
Yeah. Somebody, one of our guests.
One of our favorite guests.
Yeah. Also one of like the best performing guests.
Without a doubt, the man is just talented in so many levels.
Yep.
And we're talking about the one and only Christopher Daniel Mulder. I was watching back the episode and I'm like, we didn't mention Chris.
Yeah. And both of us were just, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. And he is our second most popular episode.
Yeah, which is, I don't know how that, I have no idea.
I don't know. Chris, we're sorry. We are sorry. Yeah, you're getting a whole shout out just for you in this one. Yeah. So, and as we always say, he's got great videos. Sign up for his newsletter whenever the Bank of Canada makes an announcement. Yeah. Within like minutes, Chris has a video out.
It's within the first five.
Yeah.
It usually comes out at 10?
10-ish. Yeah. By 10:30.
10:04.
Yeah. There's something in your mailbox. But what was I going to say about Chris? We have our friend walking in our studio right now. Threw me right off. Yeah, and it's snowing outside.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
And it's April 20th.
Yeah.
And it's snowing outside.
April snow brings flowers.
Yeah, sure. You're such a poet. Send it for Chris's newsletter. He's awesome. Yep. Sorry we didn't shout you out. And we love you, Christopher.
Yeah.
Second mix up. You correctly said that Christina Murray and Mary Jo have a podcast called
The Real Agent Podcast,
which is correct. That's what they changed their name to. Okay. And I incorrectly told you, no, Joey, it's The Rare Agent. I was wrong. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, I don't. It's totally cool because I definitely second guessed myself when you said it. But The Real Agent Podcast.
The Real Agent Podcast. And they have a really good podcast.
Yeah, they do.
They interview a whole bunch of different people doing cool things. They interview a lot of Toronto restaurateurs and just people making change in the city. And one of my favorite podcasts for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And they had, if your podcast is, I'm sure you might have, and following the real estate world, you've probably seen Daniel Foch. They just had Daniel Foch on.
I didn't watch that one yet.
I haven't seen it yet either, but I am. It's on the list.
Yeah. I don't know. Whenever I hear about the stats, I get like all like
yeah, you got a little jittery.
Anxious. Yeah. I might have to listen to that in a few parts. But yeah, they always have great guests, so definitely worth listening to. Now, something else that I keep getting DMs about, what happened to our theme song?
Oh, we ran into some copyright issues.
We did. We had a good streak of about 40 episodes before we had to change up our theme song.
Yeah, we did. And I've heard it.
Yeah.
Like a lot on like major companies.
Commercials.
Yeah. The first time I came across it was Old Spice. It was an Old Spice commercial.
Old Spice?
Yeah.
Old Spice, Bear Paints is using it in their song. And then I'm doing a blog post about hotel condos in Toronto. And so my Instagram now is being full of like the Ritz-Carlton, the Four Seasons. And I think it's the Four Seasons Marrakesh uses that theme song in their Instagram ad. I was like, that's ours.
Yeah. So they obviously are diehard listeners of the podcast.
Absolutely.
And took some inspiration.
Absolutely. They saw the magic we were creating with it and sprinkled on themselves. Well, good for them. You found a great new theme song, which I think is even better than the last one.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. We're running with it.
It's royalty free.
It's royalty free. We'll see what happens when if it ever becomes that. If you hear the theme song change again, you'll know exactly what happened.
Well, if it happens again, you are tasked with creating a physical
from scratch. Yes. All right, I'm into that.
You down?
I'll do for that. Okay. I'll do that.
All right. Cool. Also, go Leafs, go.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about the jersey.
Yeah, my dad's a hardcore Boston Bruins fan, and he messaged me this morning, and he's like, "Good luck tonight," and some other stuff which can't be aired on a podcast for family values. So I was like, "Oh, I should put my jersey on because realistically, they might not be around next week, so gotta wear it while you can." Go Leafs, go!
Go Leafs, go!
Yeah. When this airs, we will know if they went or if they did not.
Did Matthews make the?
Nope.
He hasn't.
Didn't make 70. He went 69 is still incredibly impressive.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Disappointing though. That's such a close.
He's so close. And he hit the post in the last three games when he attempted it. I think he hit the post like 5 or 6 times. Yeah. The last game alone, he hit it twice.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just glad it's over. I was so sick and tired of hearing like, is he going to hit 70? I don't care. 69 is more than fine. I'm happy with that. He did good. I'm all good. Skol Leafs go. We got a new listing coming up next week.
Yeah.
In Riverside,
yep,
93 Billings Avenue. We're going to price it at $999 with offers.
Yep,
it's a fantastic starter home, semi-detached, really good bedroom sizes, finished basement, big backyard, fenced in. So super excited about that.
Yep,
and you have open houses today.
Yeah, that's right.
505 Caledonia.
Headed over to the Cutie on Caledonia.
The Cutie on Caledonia. Yeah,
I love that marketing name.
Thank you. It's been going really well. We've had really good activity on that. Offers are on Tuesday. We're listed at 949. But I'm feeling pretty positive of what might happen there.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Love it. Also, I want to do a congratulations on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we talked about it last time, but it wasn't quite over the finish line.
Okay.
So now I want to give a proper...
Miss International.
Yes.
Okay.
Miss International, our secret spy from the UAE.
Love it.
Congratulations. And Toronto is looking forward to having you back. We placed her last week.
Amazing.
In the midst of our the last podcast.
Yeah. And this mystery person that we're referring to is our very first...
podcast
client
reach out
that we helped and international from another country listened to us and enjoyed something you said and said, let me find Joey, and you did amazing. So
yeah So congrats, all around.
Yeah, good stuff on that one. I think the light stuff and the fun stuff is out of the way. It's time. It's time to get mad.
We're about to get mad.
People in Canada, they're mad.
Yeah, they are. They're furious.
It's been a week.
Yeah, it has. But the headlines have been, a lot of it is justified. Can I say that off top?
I don't know, man. Like, okay, I'll tell you what happened to me this week. We're watching the Leaf game as Matthews was on his path to 70 goals. I forget who they were playing. I think it was Florida. And I told Adriana S, I'm like, I'm craving a Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Do you want one? And she's like, being the forever fiscally responsible partner in this relationship, she's like, we have ice cream at home. Just have Haagen-Dazs. Like, I'll make it for you. Like, no, I was craving a Reese's Flurry. Reese Flurry? Is that Blizzard.
Blizzard.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm going, whatever. So I went to, I'll say the place. I went to Dairy Queen. You haven't guessed by now. I went to DQ.
You're saying Blizzard. Yeah. I think it's.
I doxed it already. I went to DQ and just left completely. The staff was incredible. They did everything they could to serve me to the best of their ability.
Yeah.
But it cost me $15 for two Blizzards and I got four pieces of Reese's in my Blizzard.
Oh, man.
So I'm paying top dollar. I'm getting the bare minimums. Yeah. And it just, I really regretted buying that. And I think that was the perfect summary for where Canada is at.
Yeah.
We're paying so much and we get so little.
Yeah.
And it is so frustrating.
Yeah. It's been a very, very big trend. Listen, I bought double stuffed Oreos recently.
Okay.
We're talking about this shrinkflation.
Yeah.
We're talking about. There's like, I swear to God, I think in total, there's probably six cookies in each row. Like right. Maybe not even. I think there might be like five or six in each row. It's brutal. There used to be much more.
And the prices
are
like.
The prices are the same. Yeah. Or more.
Or more.
Yeah. They're more. Yeah. It's very expensive and very painful to continue to have an Oreo addiction.
Well, I hope you get help for that Oreo addiction. And if you can't, this economy will force you to cut back on the good stuff. But let's start closer to home because a lot of the anger this week was directed at the vacant home tax declaration.
Oh yeah. Piece of news.
it's the one thing that we just can't shake. It just keeps coming back up. And we alluded to it last week in our 50th episode.
Yep.
So this vacant home tax came into, let's rewind a little bit,
yep.
Became a thing in 2021. We're in the second year of collecting this tax. And as we've really overexhausted it, we've told everybody and all of our people, please fill out this form.
Yep.
Still, somehow, a lot of people did not get the memo, and somewhere, I think like 160,000 people had to pay this year. 167,000 people had to pay this year.
Had to pay or got billed.
Got billed or fined for not declaring their home vacant.
Yeah, so it's still, and it was a disaster rollout. Like, this is year two, and it's still a disaster.
Okay, but is it? Okay, this is where I'm getting so frustrated with this whole thing. Like, it's not a hard fix. We had to do our licensing for our cars every year. It's a thing that we know we have to do because people talk about it.
Yeah.
No politician did the media circuit. You know, CP24 didn't have the...
I think this is the most that people have talked about it. The fact that it's a disaster.
The fact that it's a disaster.
This is now making headlines.
So we know that the word can get out. It just was not executed. Like there was no media campaign saying that you still have to do this every year.
Yeah.
And I actually was listening to the council meeting this week because they were going to vote what they're going to do with this tax going forward. Mm-hmm. Long story short, they're keeping the tax, but they've vowed to do a better job next year of organizing it. But what concerned me is Frances Nunziata, she's the chair of council. I was watching it on YouTube. Fun fact, you could watch every council on YouTube.
Oh,
they it's a live stream.
Oh, amazing.
And she was going off on like, oh, when I order something online through my Visa, I get a confirmation number. This program doesn't even have a confirmation number. Yes, it does. I was like, what is she talking about? You get a confirmation number. In fact, we told all of our clients, print out the confirmation number just in case something happens. There's your proof.
Right.
So what concerns me is, does she not own property in the city? Did she not fill out the declaration? Because if she did, she would have known she got
an actual confirmation from it.
Like, I actually think the program, from a foundational sound or framework, is set up, there just needs to be more attention that you have to do it every year.
So there were some complaints that came out, and I don't know if this is hearsay, this is me watching news segments on it, but there was complaints that came out supposedly that said, even though, so people got hit with the small $21 mm-hmm. fee at 21 and change, and they paid their bill and it showed that they still hadn't paid their bill.
Mm.
So there's complaints in whatever structurally is happening, I think there's still some flaws in
the system.
Yeah.
Sure. And I'm not a proponent of this. In fact, like, I think this tax, I don't like it. I think, like, it's my house. If I choose to keep it vacant and I could afford to carry it, I think that's my decision. Right. I think the government coming in and saying, we're going to tax you isn't right. So I don't stand for the tax at all. But I just think if you want to use this program and collect the income from it, just do a better media blitz.
Right.
Like, it's not that complex.
No, totally. Yeah. It needs a lot more conversation to be had. Nobody knew about it. There was one piece of information that came in a tax bill that said, hey, make sure you don't forget to, which is good. Don't stop doing that.
Yeah. Keep it up. But the problem with that was that some people paid directly through their bank. Bank deducts the property tax. So they would never even see that bill come through.
Right.
But I'll tell you what the problem, all these counselors that are complaining about it, not one, I subscribed to several of these guys' newsletters, not one in the 2.5 months you had to tell people about it, talked about it. And now they're the ones saying, oh, this program's stupid, scrap it, cancel it. No, you voted for it, man. Like, 2 years ago, you were the biggest proponent of this tax. And now, because Olivia Chow is mayor, you want to cancel it?
Yeah.
It's a John Tory initiative. It's not even Olivia's thing. I don't know. And this is all the common theme of us hardworking people being fed up with government.
Yeah.
Being fed up with the inefficiencies and these simple programs that they can't even roll out.
Well, that's where it becomes frustrating, because you're finding new ways to make us pay more for something that we're getting. This is that idea of shrinkflation.
Yep.
We're paying more for something that is not even working very good in the first place.
Getting less value.
Yeah. And it's you know, you have to, the question needs to be asked, can we find ways to spend less? Like, really, at the end of the day, we need to spend less instead of taking from Canadians' pockets more.
Yeah.
And get a better job done with
the money you are taking.
Yeah, exactly.
And this goes back to when we were talking about the budget, where I said, you know, I actually supported the increase to the budget because I think the city needed the money. But I'm going to be very critical if a year from now things haven't changed or we're not seeing any form of progression forward. Mm-hmm. Because fine, you could take my money, but now show me that you're putting value to it.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing that.
No. You can still see the mess that's behind everything. Yeah. Olivia Chow had this bestowed upon her.
Absolutely.
She took this on.
Yeah. She walked into this fiery mess that was created before. And like, again, like, this is not hard to fix. Just talk about it more. It's so simple. And I think next year there will definitely be more people that are very much aware of it, especially when people are getting 167,000 are getting dinged this year.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot more awareness.
It was talked about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it wasn't really, the first year it was barely talked about. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really wasn't talked about. Second year, now people are complaining because they're getting hit with bills that they shouldn't be hit with.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that third year it's going to be on everybody's radar.
Yeah. They actually voted to scrap it completely.
Right.
And they lost that.
Yeah. Because it's sticking around.
Yeah. It's sticking around. But all right, we'll keep you posted on what happens there.
Yeah. So just to, I had one friend of mine, if you do get hit with the bill, you did declare and get hit with the bill or anything happened where you're hit, you can dispute it. Mm. Right on the City of Toronto's website, there's a spot where you can dispute, and the turnover for the resolution is really quick.
Oh, your people.
I had people that forgot to declare, fully forgot. They disputed it. And within a couple of days,
okay,
they got a notice and everything was.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the right thing to do this year. Like, I'm sorry, City, it's a wash. You didn't roll it out properly. I think anyone who does get dinged with it, just forgive them this year, and let's get this right for next year.
Yep, totally.
Cool. Should we shift to the federal budget now?
Yes.
Because that's where I think most of my phone calls this week, I had two styles of phone calls this week. Should I leave Toronto? Should I leave Canada? I must have had like a dozen conversations with people. And like, straight up, me and Adriana also, after my Blizzard experience, I was like, how long do we want to keep doing this? It's like, it's going to get progressively worse, I think.
Yeah. We're not through the we're not through the weeds yet.
No.
Also, I love that conversation got spun after the Blizzard.
I was fuming. I'm like, look at this. Like, it's just $15, no chocolate. What the heck? Well, anyways, this week, the Liberal government released their 2025 budget.
Yeah.
And that got a lot of people pissed. We're going to get into the capital gains part because that's been the main topic of this budget. But let's start with the good. And this is something you alluded to last week.
Yeah, the good is good. I have mixed feelings. It's good.
It's good.
But I have mixed feelings about what got done. The good is the RRSP, the home buyer's plan.
Yep.
So previously you were able to pull out a max of $35,000 for your RRSP to put as a down payment for your house.
For a down payment, for furniture, for anything related to your first house purchase, you could pull $35,000 from your RRSP.
Right. Now that was with the caveat of within 3 years, you have to pay that back over a 15-year span.
Correct.
So you got 3 years to kind of recollect, and then you have to pay yourself 1/15th of it for the next 15 years until it's fully paid back. And that gets withdrawn tax-free. So the change is that $35,000 is now turned into $60,000 that you can pull. And not only that, but the repayment is, there's a bigger grace period. So you don't have to, it doesn't have to be within the first 3 years. It can now be within 5 years.
Yeah.
Positive changes for first-time buyers. That's the good. Take use of it. Again, it's there. I would have hoped they would have done it with the FHSA over the RRSP if they were going to do a little bit of room in that sense. But you could pair it with your FHSA. So and you can also have it with a partner. So you can double up.
To $120,000.
Yeah.
So remind the people what a FHSA is, because you did a really good video on it, but this is a new program so just as a refresher.
Yeah. So the FHSA is the same. It's a similar thing as the RRSP. It's like a mixture of the RRSP and the tax-free savings account. Yep. You can add $8,000 a year as contribution and deduct that $8,000 from your income tax.
So it works like an RRSP in that sense.
Yes. So it's income tax deductible, and you can spend a max of $40,000. Towards your first purchase.
And the interest you earn on that
is also tax-free.
So it works like a tax-free savings account. So
yes.
It's the best of both.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the only criticism I have about this change to the $65,000 is, how many people have $65,000 saved? Right. I think you're right with getting to the savings or helping people accelerate the savings would help more so than allowing them to borrow more against.
Right.
But nevertheless, I mean, there are some super savers out there. And if you can touch upon that,
you might as well take advantage of it.
Take advantage of it.
It's a good thing for, I'm not doxing this. I don't want to say that this is a bad thing because, you know, it's a little plus for first time buyers. It's super useful, but devil's advocate if we're talking about major issues and especially we're talking on a federal level of a housing crunch, then does this not technically add fuel to the flame where it helps first time buyers 100% and like you should take advantage of the tool. But if our problems stem from the fact that our problems aren't that we have not enough demand, our problems are that we have no supply. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that first time homebuyers have, this gets them a little bit of a leg up kind of, but does it not add to the bigger picture problem?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I don't know to what degree, but definitely you're adding more fuel literally to the fire.
Yeah.
And the other criticism I heard, which I don't necessarily agree with, is like you are pulling from your long-term savings to buy a house. I kind of think your house will also work towards your long-term savings. Like
that I agree with.
The equity over the 35 plus years you'll be in real estate, whether it's that house or others, I think, you know, it's very similar to having, another form of investment. No, it's not tax sheltered. I understand that, but
people plan their retirements like this, right? There's a real estate investment is a way that you can plan for that future for yourself. So it is another form of savings, right?
Yeah. And technically you're not touching your RSPs until 65 plus anyway. So I mean like take the advantage of it now if you can.
Right.
Yeah. So we're all for the increase. We definitely think you should be contributing and using it towards your purchase. How effective is this change going to be? I don't know.
Again, it's a nice headline.
Yeah, a nice headline.
It is a nice boost for first time buyers that have the savings.
Absolutely. I'd rather have it than not.
Yeah.
Right. I think on the same vein as this is the head scratcher here.
Yeah.
They also increased amortization. And you touched upon this last week, but I really want to hone in on this.
For sure.
I've had a couple questions, people asking for clarity on this.
Yeah.
So they have increased the amortization for first time home buyers. 25 years is kind of the max that most people qualify under, to 30 years. Mm-hmm. But what do you have to buy?
It's got to be pre-con.
It's got to be pre-con.
It's got to be a new build or else this doesn't apply. And this is...
So it doesn't apply to resale.
No, does not apply to what I say the bigger picture is. This only applies to pre-con. Also, this is for first-time buyers that are putting less than 20% down.
Right.
They're now allowed to extend their amortization an extra 5 years.
Except...
As previously before. And it only is inclusive of pre-con.
Of pre-con, except with pre-con... 99.9% of the time, you have to have a minimum 20% down as a requirement for the builder.
Right, because you're putting down, you know, X amount on signing, X amount throughout the years, and usually that adds up to about 20%.
So I really, you know,
it's a really fun way of, I don't know. I don't even know what the, it's head scratcher,
head scratcher, headline head scratcher. Like, cool. You're thinking of us, but you're really not moving the needle with this type of announcement.
No chance.
Which takes us into what captivated all of us this week.
Yeah, this is the one that is most talked about.
Capital gains.
Capital gains.
My arch nemesis. Yeah. I want to share a story about how many listings or how I lose a lot of listings. It's thanks to capital gains.
Yep.
So, you know, we work a lot in the West End. There's a lot of Italian, Portuguese families that I tend to work with. And I can't tell you how many homes I've walked into where the grandfather would have bought a house 20, 30 years ago. They've been renting it out. Now it's time to sell it. They know they can get $1 million plus for it. So I come in, I talk to them. And one thing I always say is, are you aware of the capital gains tax?
Yeah.
And most of them, capital gains. No, the caca. And I have to gently explain to them that as of today, 50% of the gains you make have to be included in your tax year when you sell it.
Yeah.
And they all think I'm trying to, they think the most common response is like that somehow I'm getting this money, which is fair. I you know, I don't blame them. Nobody trusts a realtor, but I was like, no, just talk to an accountant or get your kids to help you with this. And I constantly lose listings because they're like, well, why would I give the government that type of money?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it till I die and I'll let my kids deal with it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So capital gains, I kind of alluded to how it works, but I'm going to use a very simple scenario. Let's say in the early 90s, you bought a house for 100K, which was the norm at the time. And that was your investment property. It's not your principal residence.
Yep.
You want to sell it today. It's worth, just for round numbers, 1.1 million. That's what you get when you sell it. You have a capital gains of $1 million. 500,000 of that, 50%, has to be included in your income for the year.
Yep.
And then you're taxed at whatever rate that makes you fall under. Now, 500,000, you're taxed at the highest marginal bracket. So in Ontario, there's, you know, a few ways of going about this, and this is an exact number. It's not an exact number,
yeah.
But you're going to be paying about $267,000 in taxes.
That's so hefty.
So almost a quarter of your profit is going to taxes.
Yeah.
Now, taxes, that's usually what you do to stop a bad behavior.
Yeah.
You know, we tax cigarettes, we tax burning tires, we tax a lot of things that are bad. Why are we taxing real estate so aggressively?
This one hurts because it's. I'll say this.
Yeah,
the number that they keep throwing out is it's only going to affect the 0.13%. I don't know where the number came from, but that's the number they keep using, and they're spinning the dialogue as if it's where this only affects the ultra wealthy,
the uber wealthy.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
It's so not true.
Bullshit.
It's so not true.
This is going to affect so many people. You have a cottage. You have a family cottage. When you sell that off, that's going to impact. So let's talk about what the change actually is before we get ahead of it. Sorry.
Yeah.
So right now, currently, you have to include 50% of your gains. That's as of April 20th, 2024.
Yeah.
As of June 25th, the proposal is that anything. Okay. So for the first 250,000, you're still at 50%.
Yeah.
Anything over that, it jumps to 66%.
Yeah. So they're doing 2/3 of your, of anything over 250,000.
Yep.
Is now taxed.
If you're a regular person, if you're a corporation, 100% is at 66%.
Right.
There is no 250 at 50. It's the whole amount.
There's no grace period. Yeah.
Right. So everyone who bought properties in corps as in an effort to try and, you know, save down the line, it's actually a disadvantage that you did that.
Yeah.
Which is mind blowing.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're demotivating people.
Right. Again, this is becoming, how many listings did you lose to this conversation?
Oh, easily a dozen.
Yeah.
In my career, easily a dozen.
So how does this add to the housing stock?
It does not.
It does the opposite.
It forces people to hold longer.
Yeah.
To say, I'm never going to sell. I'll just, you know, let the kids deal with it type thing down the road. And this is not something that's going to motivate people to sell quicker.
No.
This is what I always blows my mind with capital gains. I think we should have a marginal capital gain rate. So if you buy a house in the first 5 years, it should be a very aggressive capital gain. If you decide to flip your investment property in 5 years, it should be maybe like 80, 90%. But if you've held this property for 30, 50, 60 years, it should be maybe 5 to 10% because that will motivate you to sell these properties off instead of hoarding and holding on to them.
I got you. Yeah.
Right? So you pay a lesser amount the longer you hold it. If you're a flipper, by all means, yes, aggressively tax that. But it should not be the same rate for this family that's held this property for all those years.
No. No, because they're the ones who get hit the hardest.
Absolutely.
It's tough because it's like, yeah, okay, the 0.13 that it affects, it doesn't affect the wealthiest 0.13%. It affects the people, the grandparent that's bought at $30,000 way back when, that have held it, and their property is now worth like $1.7 million. And they're the ones who have this gigantic gap.
Yep.
That's not the 0.1% wealthy. It's the
mom and pop investors.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's who it's going to affect the most, right? And I think it's going to decrease productivity quite a bit, and a lot less people are going to want to sell off the properties, which is going to decrease the housing inventory.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rough change. A lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are pushing back on this. This is not official yet.
It's not, but this is their proposal. I mean, they might change it from 66. They might come down a little bit. I could see something like that happening. Maybe they change it to 60%. But, and let's be honest here, like, over $1 million, the difference from today to this, when this change takes effect, it's about $66,000 more you're paying in taxes.
Right.
Okay, 66 on $1 million. You can make the argument that that's not a massive sum of money. I think it is. I think it's a substantial amount, but you can make the argument it's not. It's not so much about the dollar amount. It's this concept that we've been getting back to of the value of your dollar.
Right.
That they're now taking more, and it just seems to be in this country, at least in the last 4 to 5 years, we're getting so much less.
Yeah.
Crime, carjackings, drug usage, homelessness, all these things are very visible to us.
Yeah.
So at a time where you're telling us the economy is shit, inflation's running high, it's the toughest it's ever been, maybe in the last decade, we're going to take more tax from you.
Yeah.
we're just going to jack that tax from you, take more from you. And so that's where I think a lot of these people's frustration is, like, you're just taxing the heck out of us, and it's getting really hard to get by.
Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And it takes away we're getting taxed on taxes. You get taxed on your income, taxed on your purchases, you get taxed on your sales. Mm-hmm. It's starting to, and it's just piling up more and more.
Yeah, my frustration specific, like, maybe they could also look at it as having two types of capital gains taxes, one for stocks and investments and one for real estate and property.
I agree with that.
They should have, two separate ways of calculating it, because, like, I have my investment property. So for 30 years, I take the risk of tenant damage, non-payment, increase in mortgage rates, the repairs. That's all on me. That's all on my back. The government has done absolutely nothing during the 30 years that I've owned that property.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, give me a quarter of your profit.
Well, of course, yeah.
You didn't do nothing.
No, and they also take it on the way in too. You buy, you have land transfer tax you pay on the way in. And then the next person who bought that property also pays land transfer tax.
Yep.
Now they're also taking your profit. It's tough, man. That's a tough pill to swallow.
It's a grind that just keeps at it. And it's like, you guys are really throttling the line of just a lot of people deciding, I'm done. I don't want to live here anymore.
Yeah.
It's insane how many calls I got this week of people being like, I think we're done. Now, here's the other big conversation that I've been having with people. A lot of people are asking, should we sell before the 25th?
Right.
Should we try to cash out? Realistically, it's going to be incredibly tough. Mm-hmm. I don't think it makes sense to try and beat that.
No, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. I think you really got to stick to whatever your original plan was. And if it was a 10-year hold, stick with it. It is what it is. Who knows? Maybe a change in government might change that down the line.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't hastily act and sell off to try to meet that deadline. But it's frustrating because there's not really much other recourse people can do.
No.
And saying accept and pay the tax doesn't sound good.
No.
But, I think brashly getting out of it, yeah, I would just hold and wait. I'm holding with all mine. I'm not, moving.
Rushing to get it before the deadline. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, we're not the only one saying this. There's a lot of high profile people who have taken to Twitter and to the media and saying, like, this is a bad move. It's not just two realtors in Toronto who feel this way, or BlogTO. It's like some pretty notable people. Laurent, the CEO of National Bank of Canada, he, and I quote, "It does not send the right signal for risk-taking, for investments, for innovation, or long-term wealth creation, and ultimately for the social fabric of our country."
Yeah. That's
chef's kiss.
So well put.
Much better than I could have articulated it. Beautifully put. This is gonna, Ray Dalio, author, we've read his books. His biggest thing is productivity. That is the life force of an economy. And now you are directly unmotivating people from being productive.
Yeah, you're penalizing anybody who's trying to reach those goals.
Take the risks and be innovative. Yeah. And keep in mind, when we're talking about capital gains, if you're a small business owner, when you sell off your business, you also are faced with capital gains. So, you know, people are going to think twice of like, do I want to set up my own business in Canada?
Yeah.
Where else should I be looking?
Right. That's exactly it. Right. And that's something we alluded to earlier, but like, yeah, we on the real estate side, I mean, I can say that it seems so backwards on the real estate side,
yeah.
But it's true. It discourages. There's the whole other side of it, which is the entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And absolutely, it discourages. Like, why would I open up a business somewhere where I can just get hit? I can be penalized so much harder,
yeah,
when I can just move across the border and do the same thing.
Yep. For a lot less.
For a lot less money.
Yeah. Yep. Another notable comment I want to talk about, Harley Finkelstein from Shopify, the president, he said, we need to be doing everything we can to turn Canada into the best place for entrepreneurs to build. What's proposed in the federal budget will do the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Innovators and entrepreneurs will suffer and their successes will be penalized. You're penalizing success.
Yeah.
This is not a wealth tax. It's a tax on innovation and risk-taking. Our policy failures are America's gains.
Yeah.
At a time when our country is facing critically low productivity and business investment, our political leaders are failing our country's entrepreneurs. Please start listening to people in the arena.
Harley. Very well said,
Harley. Shout out, Harley. Yeah. Right on the money.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And entrepreneurs create jobs. They create productivity, yes, period. They create efficiencies and jobs. And you're kicking people out of, you're kicking the people that are that would have started here, yeah, otherwise, and they're going to leave.
Taking away that motivation.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. Well, I'll tell you why. So Bill Morneau, the former finance minister from Justin Trudeau's own government, they kind of separated a few years back. They had a riff of their own. But he served as a prime minister from 2015 to 20, the finance minister from 2015 to 2020. And he said, this is clearly a negative to our long-term goal, which growth in the economy, productive growth and investments. This is coming from the guy who would have advised you in the past. And he goes a little bit deeper in the article to say like, I was not pressured, but it was suggested that I had done this earlier as finance minister. And I said, no, you're going to kill this economy if we do it. And sure enough, this is
exactly. Oh, really? Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And not so much of a horse's mouth, but SixBuzz said that more than 150 CEOs and Canadian tech leaders have signed an open letter calling on the federal government to reconsider the capital gains tax hikes announced in this week's budget.
So I think this is kind of maybe the good thing. The people who are in positions that this would affect are vocal.
Very
they
much.
They tend to have more of a network.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping this makes headway in that sense.
Yeah.
Because it's true. There's a lot of reach out, and a lot of people are speaking are respected. They're respected, yeah, just in general. So I'm really hoping that does make a push towards the right direction.
We'll definitely see where this goes. But I think, you know, this is definitely the wrong move. And I think it's going to demotivate a lot of people from selling off their properties, from getting into buying secondary properties. And it, like, you know, talk about the mom and pop investors. These people buying pre-cons are providing rental stock,
right,
that the government is not creating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So they're taking on the risk. They're putting out $1 million for that condo. They're putting a tenant in there.
Yeah.
The government doesn't have the means or the infrastructure to build at the rate that they're letting people into the country.
No way. Yeah. No, this is the rental stock is so important. And that's individuals taking a huge risk.
Huge risk.
In general. And again, you're penalizing them for taking this risk that otherwise wouldn't exist. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. And like, maybe you do it like on your third rental property, like not just
second property, yeah, any secondary property.
Yeah. Or like I don't know. This definitely needs to be looked closer at, because I think it's going to have some pretty compounding effects.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think I'm done talking about capital gains.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. We kind of tracked all that it is there. Yeah, this episode was just meant to kind of get deeper into some of the headlines that happened this week. And, you know, if you do have any questions about how capital gains works or if you're going to be affected by it, a lot of calls I've also received was by kids. What's going to happen to their parents' property?
Right.
When we inherit it. And, you know, if that becomes it's no longer your primary investment, you will be subject to capital gains.
100%. Yeah.
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 So again, this is not the wealthy. This is all parents will die.
Yeah.
FYI, Trudeau. And if their kids inherit the properties, and
you're just taking money out of their pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right.
All right.
Any shout outs?
Shout out Pastiche. Pastiche. Let's take this to a light note.
Yes.
Pastiche, thank you for a fine dining experience and for celebrating Molly C's.
Happy birthday, Molly C. Actually, want to shout out. I went last night to Will Liu from the Raptor Show. Retirement party.
Yeah,
We went to Patois. We went to the bar upstairs, and they had really good beef patties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shout out their beef Patois beef patties. Shout out Will and Alex. They got a new podcast launching really soon. They're actually off to China on Wednesday.
Are they?
Yeah, 3 weeks. They're going to they're going to food expo and a bunch of other things. But
very cool.
Yeah, shout out the crew.
Love it.
Yeah, and shout out Joe Cash.
Shout out Joe Cash.
Joe Cash. Yeah. He's on The Score. He does a lot of good content covering basketball. I was with him last night, and we've got to get him on the podcast.
Oh, so down.
Yeah. That's going to be a really good Italian-themed podcast. Yeah. So shout out Joe Cash.
Love it.
Cool. All right. We'll leave it there.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Living's Real Estate Podcast. You could find more information on how we work over at torontolivingswithans.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter to get price reports from over 150 different neighborhoods in the city each and every month.
If you got any value, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends. And if you made it this far, thanks for listening.